We've got the Assembly of Governments meeting coming up tonight at the Witted Building in Hillsboro. We've got the State of the Union tonight. President Trump delivering his first State of the Union speech this evening in Washington, D.C. So a big meeting locally and a big event nationally to talk about. We've got Orange County Conservative Ashley Campbell here in the studio to try to knock out all of it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. So State of the Union, let's start nationally and go locally.
Sounds good.
Thoughts about the State of the Union? I know one of the things that that Trump is presumably going to be talking about is infrastructure, which is going to have a potential effect here locally, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think that in addition to things like immigration, tax reform, I'm sure will be big topics in the State of the Union.
Yeah, here's Stephen Miller's writing the speech, so it's going to be...
Oh, really?
It's going to be immigration heavy, I can only imagine, but yeah.
I'm sure. And... Right, as you said, infrastructure as well. And last week, I believe, several days ago now, there's a memo or emails that were leaked to Politico about Trump's infrastructure plan. And of course, this is one of the things that I was fearing most about Trump. I mean, this puts me in stark contrast with people who fear him for other reasons. But he is a big infrastructure spender. Like, that was one of the things he talked about on his campaign quite a lot. And I wanted to see the federal government take a step back from that sort of thing and let states and local governments handle infrastructure projects, you know, more locally, funding coming from closer to the project. And it actually seems that according to this leaked plan, which no one knows really the validity of it yet. I feel like it's been treated like this is the plan and this is what's going to happen. But I just wanted to stress that this could just be one version of many plans floating out there. But it actually looks like from this what was leaked, that's exactly what's going to happen. That federal funding will be rolled back, I think, from the $1 trillion that Trump originally promised to a couple hundred billion, which is still a lot of money, but for the federal government, not nearly as much as what I would have guessed that Trump was going to push for. And so the largest part of the plan that is proposed, I guess, it's called Infrastructure Incentives Program. And so this is where it may affect us locally with the light rail project in particular, because it's going to give up to 20% of the cost of core infrastructure projects, including transportation and water and power, lots of other things. But this is a category that our light rail project would fall into, the Durham Orange County light rail transit. And so if that is the case, and there's only up to 20% of funding, as the Indy Weekly reported yesterday, you know, that would be a huge differential. We're talking about a $750 million difference between the 50% that our local governments were expecting the federal government to cover for this project.
Right. That's been kind of an assumption from day one, right? The 50%?
Yes. Yeah. That's been the working assumption. And, you know, they thought that they were going to get, if the project was approved, of course, it has to jump through many, many, many hurdles through the federal government to get funding, that the, it's a $3.3 billion price tag overall, but that includes interest. So the federal government would actually be funding $2.5 billion, which is the cost of the project without interest. So it would be giving, you know, $1.25 billion potentially. So that would be scaled back to something like $500 million. So that's going to make it possibly a no-go unless, you know, the local governments, Durham and Orange County, I mean, can come up with that money somewhere, because unless something radically changes with the state general state assembly,
right,
where now there's a 10% funding cap, I don't know what's going to happen. That's a lot of money.
That's so. That would be a pretty significant development. How likely do you think it is, just sort of the state of the national government right now, that what's going to be proposed tonight, assuming that there is that section on infrastructure, you know, he's going to talk about it a little bit, whatever gets proposed tonight actually gets enacted into law? Because I know I'm having this conversation, and in my head I'm replaying all of the news stories that I read whenever, like, Governor Cooper releases his budget proposal for the year, like, oh, it's going to do this and it's going to do that. It's like, yeah, no, it's not, because he's going to go to the General Assembly and they're going to pass something else.
Predictions, so. You know, everywhere. It's like, it's or just like Trump so hard did, to nail down.
Same thing on the national level last year when Trump released his budget proposal. It's like, oh, it's going to do this, it's going to do this. Like, no, it's not going to do that, because Congress is going to pass something else.
I can do is guess. And the trend is probably always been this way. Maybe I shouldn't say it's just a trend, but that it seems like, well, the rhetoric is always, you know, our infrastructure is crumbling. We need to have public investment in infrastructure. And, you know, that may or may not be true, but when they do get funding, when governments do get funding for infrastructure or plan funding for infrastructure, even though the justification was that what they exist is crumbling, what often gets funded are new projects. So, you know, if I had to go out on a limb here, I might be tempted to say that, you know, what is actually funded may favor things that are new, shiny projects, like light rail here. So I don't know. I mean, other parts of the infrastructure plan that were leaked talk about, you know, funding of innovative projects. So maybe there is something also there that just sort of favors things that are new. But at the same time, there seemed to be a large emphasis on putting money toward projects that have a lot of local and state buy-in.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, when you weigh those two factors, I don't know where light rail hangs in the balance, or how it's ultimately going to turn out. I mean, I know our local Congressman David Price, he's on the, the Federal Transit Advisory.
I'm not going to help you out with this
FTA,
fast enough. Yeah.
Federal
Transportation Administration.
Yeah. Okay. That's probably right. That's probably right.
Federal Transit Administration.
Yes. There we go. So, you know, he probably pulls a lot of weight there, and can help protect this project. Certainly, we've already contributed a lot of money, but not nearly as much as we will, going forward. So that's the downside if this ultimately wasn't funded. I mean, the last time I looked at this project, which has admittedly been a while, I think we last talked about it here last spring, between Orange County and Durham County, they were spending $700 million a month on the project. I don't know if that amount was kept pace from last spring until now or not. So, you know, we could potentially stand to lose that funding that's already been spent. But perhaps it could go toward another kind of project, like, you know, a lot of people are in favor of the bus rapid transit, that sort of thing. Maybe it could be transferred to another kind of transit project if it ultimately was, you know, put on the chopping block.
Speaking with Ashley Campbell, and you raised actually an interesting point in there that I wanted to pull back out and emphasize, which is the difference between, like, saying infrastructure is crumbling when then the money is going to new projects. I think that is a good point in terms of, like, the rhetoric surrounding infrastructure projects, because we do often say that infrastructure is crumbling And I think there is an extent to which it is. Like, you got like bridges that need repairs and potholes on the road and things like that. But the larger issue is insufficiency, right? And like, we can go out and repair the potholes and resurface I-40, for instance. But what we might need more than that is to add a couple of lanes on either side or something like that, which isn't repairing crumbling infrastructure. It's adding new infrastructure, but to account for the fact that the Triangle is going to add a million people in the next 50 years.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, that's one reason why I really favor, you know, local, state management and funding for these types of issues, is because, you know, they are closer to the ground. They know the needs of these areas more than the federal government probably does. And so, you know, it just makes sense to me that's how these projects should be funded. So, you know, I think that we lose sight of the things that are already here. But like you said, at the same time, we're constantly talking about how things are, you know, falling apart. But then there's not enough people, I guess, saying like, well, we need to maintain what's here, and maybe we need to enhance it in some way, and make use of the resources that we already have. Maybe something shiny and new is not the best solution, because, you know, as I'm sure everyone remembers, you know, the light rail project wouldn't be completed until, you know, the earliest, I think it's 2029.
Yeah, 2020 something.
So
yeah.
we're still 11-ish years away from seeing the first, you know, train go down the track. So it's still going to be a while. And so I just feel like, you know, having the funding there, but having it controlled more locally, that is more flexible, more responsive to communities' needs. I mean, that's what I would like to see, but
is that to say, like, a block grant with fewer restrictions, would that be?
I mean, that's possibly a good way to do it. And I think that that's part of what the leaked infrastructure plan included.
It's not even necessarily like less spending, but like the same amount of spending, but fewer restrictions on what state and local governments can do with the money.
Well, I would favor less
from
the federal government,
like,
but
in terms of like bringing it down to local control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which still, you know, I think a lot of people, just some press that I've seen about this is concerned that it's going to be all public-private partnerships and cronyism and things like that. And, you know, I think really no matter who builds it, whether, you know, the government builds the road and then the government owns the road, or the government hires some private company to build a road and then maintain it with a toll, there's still rampant opportunity for cronyism or corruption, you know, either way. So I think that it's not going to be eliminated no matter whether it's local or state funded, even if you cut the federal government completely out of it. But I feel like if you have the block grants, you know, so it's at least more flexible, at least what is actually built will be more responsive to what the community actually needs. I mean, that's my hope. That's ideal. But, you know, I don't know what's ultimately going to come of this. I guess we'll hear more about it tonight.
State of the Union tonight at 9:00. We got to wrap up already. Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.